It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Karsh and Anderson program. I am Karsh. That is Anderson. Hello, Anderson.
Hello, Karsh.
How are you today?
All right, just working on my free throws.
Okay, look, 19 years old, at the free throw line, you know, a second to go, and He missed them both.
I'm completely fine with it. I'm way more impressed with
a lot that went down last night than unimpressed.
Yeah. I mean, if you watched the first part of that game,
when they were killing Milwaukee?
Yeah. Ron Holland is, I think it's a nice find there. That's a good pick. I like his energy. His willingness to play defense is huge. And he's a slicer, man. He gets to the rack and he finishes, which is what you need. Now, can he shoot? I don't know if he can shoot or not. Unfortunately, the free throws were missed at the end there. A 91% shooter going into those free throws? It's a very small sample size. Yeah. But so I don't know if he's a shooter or not, but at 19, you got time to develop a shot. But I like the fact that he's already pretty good defensively and that he has the ability to take it right to the rim.
Yeah. Well, the thing that impressed me most about last night was on Tuesday night, the Pistons put together a brilliant sideline out of bounds play.
Yeah.
To basically win the game. They were down two. They got the sideline out of bounds and Spo took the timeout he didn't have, and the Pistons got a free throw and won the game. On Wednesday night, they put together another brilliant sideline out of bounds play. And in many ways, this one's more impressive to me. Jalen Duren has this catch radius of like a pterodactyl. Mm-hmm. And the leaping ability of one of those dudes going off a tramp.
Okay.
Yeah. And he is an easy target.
That's short for trampoline.
Sorry, yeah.
For those that are worried.
But the Ron Holland play was way different. There weren't any screens involved. It was just basically a bunch of guys running in circles. And then Holland from the arc takes off to the hoop and Cade lets it go. And it almost worked to perfection. But
you should save that for the dunk contest.
Well,
that was going to be spectacular if he was going to put it in.
Yeah, it would have been spectacular. But and so then for people who missed it, it's a tie game with a 1.2 to go or 1.4 to go, whatever it was. And again, back to back nights, they put together brilliant end of game sideline out of bounds plays that both worked. I mean, one worked, was a finish with a dunk. The other one, Ron Holland got fouled. And okay, got it. Yep, he missed the two free throws. But he's 19, man. He's 19. And, you know, he's got to get used to the stage and the comfort. And did he look nervous? Yes, he looked nervous. We were all Ron Holland last night. That's how every last one of us would look.
I'm not going to kill the kid, 19 years old, but you do have to make one of them. And he's going to learn, hopefully get better from this and grow experience. But I just want to give Bickerstaff or whoever drew up that play even more flowers, Doug.
Yeah.
Because not only was it another great after timeout inbounds play, the deception they did was Jalen Duren was not on the court. If you're ever going to throw a lob at the end of the game because you had to throw a lob, you want to throw it to Jalen Duren. When they came out of that huddle and Jalen Duren's not one of the five Pistons, as a Milwaukee Buck player, like, well, they're not throwing the lob.
They're going to throw somebody to shoot.
They're going to throw someone to Beasley or whoever, right? No, but they came, and I feel like it was a Ben Johnson type play where, like, no, we're going to throw to Penei Sewell.
Yeah.
You're not going to expect it. And Ron Holland's athletic. He can catch that, but you expect it to be Jalen Duren. So it was a great play and great deception.
Oh, well. Rope-a-dope.
Yep. Does Penei Sewell make the free throws? 2, 4, 8, 5, 3.
Oh, he can do anything.
Yeah.
Penei Sewell would have dunked it, actually.
No, I agree with you guys. I thought the play was brilliantly drawn up. Kang, you're absolutely right about the deception because they're like, wait a minute, where's Jalen Duren? He's not out here? What are we okay, we're not worried about too much. And certainly not worried about a 19-year-old rookie.
Well, I mean,
who's going to scream over there. But
who did they sub in for Jalen Duren? Marcus Sasser. So, again, more deception.
Yeah.
Putting in a guy who just hit a perimeter three to tie the game.
Unfortunately, you have someone on the floor like Giannis who you talk about a catch radius.
Yeah. The other pterodactyl.
Yeah, the other pterodactyl. I mean, this guy's not a pterodactyl. He's a dragon. And so it kind of disrupted things. But, hey, nonetheless, a foul at the end, and they had the chance and couldn't make the free throws, and then overtime happens, and they get cold, and they just keep riding the Giannis machine. I mean, 59 points. The guy's unstoppable. They said last night that he was only averaging 21 points a game against the Pistons in his career going into last night. Kelser gave that stat on TV right as he was making his, I think, 22nd and 23rd points at the free throw line in the first quarter.
Yeah.
That's an impressive night for Giannis. A good, not great night for the Pistons. I thought that they played well throughout the game and unfortunately just didn't have enough, and that they were given a gift at the end. Did they call it a foul? Okay, sure, it's a foul. Make the free throws, didn't make it. Damn it. Had a bad feeling about it, and they lose the game. But there's stuff in that game, Doug. There's stuff.
Stuff.
There's stuff. What? I think that would give a Pistons fan some kind of hope that they've got a core group of players. How about this? Can we at least say this through 13 games that J.B. Bickerstaff is a pretty good coach?
I'm starting to like him. And here's the weirdest thing about this. In my personal relationship with the Pistons, okay? not anybody else. I feel like I should be at wit's end with a team that hasn't had a winning percentage over 30. Actually, it was just slightly over 35 years ago. But it's haven't had a winning percentage over 30 in 5 years. This is year six since they last finished at 500. And they've been brutal in the 5 years since. I mean, awful. And bottoming out last year with a 14-win season. Their worst of all of the last five seasons. I feel like I should be at wit's end. And yet, I'm not mad about the losses. I'm not mad about, I mean, like the Cade turnovers need to get better, but I'm not mad about Ron Holland missing two free throws because I feel like our patience is starting to get rewarded. I think it's starting to get rewarded. This feels like a team that is going to show enough promise that, you know, in the East, I guess you can make the playoffs because the East appears to be so bad right now. But it looks like a team that is clearly at some point going to win three games in a row this year. That's how good I think they are. I think that's pretty much, I mean, we can still follow through on the shoot the boot, but we don't have to because it's obvious, right, that they're going to win three in a row at some point this year.
Well, when they do, you can crow.
All right. Well, I know I'm just not about crowing. I'm just saying everybody should be with me now, right?
I don't know.
No, man, we're letting you puff your chest up by yourself.
You don't think they're going to win three in a row this year?
Well, this is your bet. This is your
bet. Yeah. I'm rooting for you.
Do
you think I'm going to win the bet?
Well, we're all rooting for you.
Do you think I'm going to win the bet?
Go for it, Doug.
I didn't ask if you're rooting for me. I asked, do you think I'm going to win the bet or the guarantee?
There's a bet there.
So you don't think I'm going to win the bet?
That's not what I said. No, you never said that.
I asked you, do you think I'm going to win the bet?
I didn't say that.
Do you think I'm going to win the bet?
We want you to win the bet.
I really want you to win the bet.
A, no, you don't. You want me to drink beer? No, I do. Actually, but you think about it. They can win two out of every three, but never win three in a row and have a really good season.
That's impossible.
And I drink beer out of a shoe. But you don't think I'm going to win it, huh?
No, I think you're a good chance.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do like what I'm seeing from this team. And for people who missed it, last year I made a lunch bet with these two that the Pistons would win three in a row at some point during the season, and they never did. This year I made the shoot the boot guarantee that they would win three in a row. And if they don't, I will drink beer out of a shoe. I'm pretty confident.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we got the Blitz thingy at 10:30. Got some Lions stuff we want to get to. Also, as you heard, yeah, we are going to talk a little bit about hunting season. Believe it or not, it starts tomorrow. And I think Gator and I are both fascinated by it. Have you ever, you've never hunted, right? Ever?
I have not. I thought I was, one day I was close to going out with Jimmy and Renko and a couple other guys to go shooting some kind of bird of some kind.
Yeah.
I forget which bird they were there.
Bird of some kind.
Well, I forget what it was.
No matter. That's good news.
Yeah, Ken endorses that.
It wasn't duck hunting. I forget what it was. I have to ask Jimmy what it was. I don't think it was pheasant. I think it was something else. Maybe quail or something. But the last minute plans fell through and we didn't do that. But that's I said this before. I respect the hunters. I have nothing against the hunters. It's something I couldn't do when it comes to shooting a deer. I couldn't do that, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't begrudge those that do.
I find the culture fascinating. It's not my thing, but it is so the state of Michigan's thing.
Yeah, I mean, I do enjoy venison.
I do not. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.